This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, I have to tell you something about purification, or what is better known in Islamic terminology as tazkiyah. The term tazkiyah actually originally means pruning the plant to remove what is harmful for its growth. That is called tazkiyah. And it is a word, it is a term that we usually come across when we discuss about, you know, self-purification. Just as we remove what is harmful for the growth of a plant, we also need to remove and to simply do away with what pollutes our soul. And it is actually the task of a gardener to trim and remove the harmful branches and to provide what the plant needs to grow. There is something to be, for example, cut off, and there is something to be given to it in order for, just I'm giving you the example of a gardener who takes care of a plant. So in order for a plant to grow, there is something to be cut off and there is something to be given to it. And these dimensions are to be taken into consideration when it comes to human beings as well. When the term is applied to the human personality, it means to beautify it, to remove from it all evil traces, and to remove from it the diseases, the spiritual diseases that are obstacles in getting close to Allah and in achieving proximity to Allah. In Islam, the ultimate objective of religion in Sharia, Islamic law, and the real purpose of raising prophets and sending forth prophets from among mankind is performing and teaching tazkiyah. That's the whole and sole objective, the most important purpose of creation. You know, tazkiyah or purification cannot be achieved without, you know, following the teachings of the Prophet. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We have been created to achieve tazkiyah, to purify ourselves. And then through purification, we can achieve proximity to Allah and we can live a better life. And we can live a happy life. Let's not forget that man acts of his own choice and free will. And this is one of the basic differences between, for example, a plant, a tree, when it is pruned, and a human who is taught to purify himself. You know, we have been created free. We have been created to act of our own choice and of our own free will. I gave you the example of a tree. The tree has no intention or volition of its own. Actually, it is the gardener who attends to the plant. It is the gardener who cuts off its branches whenever he desires and whenever he wishes. But human beings are not as such, you know. Men are rational agents and they cannot be forced to accept something, especially a moral thing, you know. They cannot be compelled to do something. Man has to act of his own choice, of his own free will, if he is to purify himself, if he wishes to bring changes to his life, And if he wants to purify himself and achieve perfection and live a better life, something is moral when one acts arbitrary of one's free will. If you are forced to do something, it's not moral. You will not achieve perfection and you will not achieve any reward whatsoever because there is no compulsion in religion. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. The right is clear from the wrong and there is no compulsion in religion. إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. Surely you cannot guide whom you love, but Allah guides whom He pleases, and He knows best the followers of the right way. You know, verse 56 of chapter 28. The most important point that I would like to discuss with you, my dear brothers and sisters, is that man has been created free and he has to act of his own free choice in order to be able to achieve perfection. He cannot achieve perfection by force or through compulsion or by way of, you know, predestination or, you know, predestined determinism. We do not believe in determinism. We do not believe in compulsion, you know. We believe in the middle way, you know, middle path. And we also believe that man is responsible for his acts because he has been created free. So some people may think that because according to the verse, you know, وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ وَلَكِنَ اللَّهَ هَدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So the Quran says in that verse which I recited, God purifies whomever he wants. Some people might say that if God is purifying us, why should we make efforts? Why should we strive? You know, that's a misconception, I think. And that's a misconception, a kind of misunderstanding on the part of some people. We are free and we act of our own free will. But we should not think that we are acting independently of Allah. You know, God has given us the power. God has given us the free will. And without these, without power, without free will, we cannot act. These are the gifts we have been bestowed by Allah, of course. We should also understand that tazkiyah cannot be materialized and cannot be achieved without one acting of his own free will.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
And we should also understand the difference between tazkiyah in terms of, let's say, pruning, and tazkiyah in terms of purifying the human soul, you know. When it comes to pruning a plant or a tree, so that's one form of tazkiyah, that's removing the unwanted branches. And tazkiyah in terms of purifying the human soul is that man can engage in self-purification, while a tree or a plant cannot do so. So a tree waits for the gardener to be, you know, to come and to remove the extra unwanted branches. But man does not have to wait. Man has to learn from the teachings from the Quran, from the teachings of the Prophet, how to purify himself. And self-purification is quite, you know, relevant. And it gives sense in respect of the human beings. When a person, for example, wants to purify himself, he should not wait for someone to teach him. He should not actually always wait for someone, because the teacher, the Prophet, has provided us with light, with guidance. He has to benefit from the guidance, and he should not wait for someone to teach him, to nurture him, and to help him, actually. He should purify his soul himself, and he should embellish it. He should make it, adorn it by himself, and no one else can do it. He himself should take the matter into his own hands and purify himself. That's all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows.